Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I've gotten this question a lot by people that are thinking about driving out or getting out to Detroit and going to the game, and they're shocked by how expensive the tickets are. Lamphill found an article that says via one of these, you know, ticket purchasing apps, Saturday's game at Ford Field, the average purchase price for a ticket is $991. That makes it the most expensive NFL game non-Super Bowl on record. So the most expensive average purchase price of a ticket for any game that is not a Super Bowl. And people are really surprised by this. And I want to explain why you shouldn't be. Detroit has never, at least in my lifetime, maybe back in the Dutch Bergman days, they were very good. But it's been a long time. Detroit's never had a team this good. They sell out every game. The only way these fans are going to sell the tickets, or if it's outrageously advantageous to them. Like, there's a saying that, like, nothing is priceless as long as you can set a price. But to something that means so much to these people that have never really, I don't think they've ever been the one seed. And they've got Jaden Daniels coming, and it's Saturday night, and there's going to be this huge audience. The only way they're putting those tickets up for sale is if the price they can get is so stupid, they're willing to not have that experience. It's like a make, like when you see, sometimes you'll see an old crappy house in an awesome location if you're looking at like Redfin or Zillow or something, right? And it'll have a make me move price of $2 million, and it's just outrageous because the person doesn't want to move. The reason it costs you $950 for a nosebleed ticket is because the person doesn't want to sell it. And if they're going to sell it, it has to be something outrageously stupid. I don't think that's that hard to conceptualize. Lamphill, does that make sense for you?
No, that makes sense. I mean,
yeah, like,
the Lions have sucked forever. This is, like, you don't get too many chances to go to a big playoff game if you're a Lions fan. So if you have, you know, you've been waiting your whole life for this. I think, you know, they were decent in the early 90s and then the last couple of years and then the 40s. Like, that's the times the Lions have been good.
And, I mean, if you want to zoom out a little bit more, Pistons suck, Tigers suck, Red Wings were good when I was in high school. That was 25 years ago. Like, the misconception that, like, man, how do these people in Detroit pay for these tickets? They're not paying for them. They're selling them. They have the tickets because they have a complete season ticket sold-out base.
Right, they got them at the normal price.
But these tickets are expensive now because
the people in Detroit don't want to sell them?
No, they are expensive because now you have the number one seed and you have the most popular guy in the league at this point now. And people want to see that. And Washington fans have been traveling. See, what we say about the Steelers and the Eagles every time they come here.
Yeah.
Our tickets go up. Why? Because they will buy the tickets. Well, as much as we talk about it and everybody else been talking about it, you hear Washington fans chanting over the TV. So Detroit is like, oh, okay, let's move these prices up.
The difference, I think, like, there are Florida, like, we always talk about, what do you call D.C.? It's a
transient
city. Mm-hmm. Florida's a transient state, and the whole South has Redskins fans dating for 50 years. That's just how life is. Mm-hmm. So there's a base of fans that live within a two-hour drive, and Washington fans travel to that. I don't think there's a base of Skins fans that live in Detroit.
Oh, that fan is going up because, right. Like, listen, man.
I think it's going to be a much smaller Burgundy and Gold crowd. They'll still be there.
I've seen trips playing. I deal with a lot of different people, and it's a lot of people going up there, dog.
It won't be like Tampa was.
It won't be like Tampa, but it's going to be more than you ordinarily would see up there.
Sure. I agree with that. If you're surprised by the ticket prices, one seed versus star rookie quarterback.
$9.91.
It's also, everything's more expensive. Like, we always talk about this. Everything all the time is more expensive than you think it should be. And apparently that's just never going away.
Everything is more expensive, but we're talking about a whole football season. And we're talking about there are four playoff games out there right now. This one is making people talk about it. Because I think
– What do you think is more expensive, this one or Bills-Ravens?
I think this one is. Based off of the thing I saw this morning, say this is the highest ticket other than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Bills-Ravens really isn't that steep. You can get in the door to Bills-Ravens for $1.50 a ticket.
Why? Because you got the team, based off of last year, people thought could have done it, could have gotten there. And then you got this up-and-coming team with this exciting quarterback. That sells, bro.
And Buffalo's been in the playoffs every year. Baltimore's been in the playoffs every year. Detroit hasn't been a one seed, I don't think, ever. Hasn't been in the divisional round in 20 years.
When your fans are now getting something for the first time, many of these fans of the Commanders haven't seen this. And when you see it the first time, you pay whatever. I got some friends, been fans for a long time, called me like, look, man, might be going up.
People have been hitting me up. I'm like, dude, I got nothing.
I have nothing.
Tickets are $1,000. I don't know what to tell you. Like
my buddy lives up there. He said, hey, man, you think Bria and them have some tickets? I said, yep, they're expensive.
Right. That's the other part when people hit us. It's like, yo, you want me to SeatGeek.com? Like, I know where there are tickets available.
Yeah, I know to get them. But I think they're even – I don't even know if Detroit is a SeatGeek.
Well, I just – So
SeatGeek has some.
I'm not even paid by SeatGeek in any
capacity. But they're a Ticketmaster thing.
Yeah, but you can still buy them. SeatGeek's become my favorite of the apps. I think it is the easiest to use. These tickets are outrageous. Nosebleeds in the end zones, the cheapest I see are $4.81.
Yeah.
That's a nosebleed.
Some of those were $600 and something earlier.
Now, I do know this. The Tampa tickets, that was a Sunday night game. Saturday night, Sunday morning, those ticket prices dropped.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll happen with Detroit, but if you're thinking about it, what's the harm in waiting?
Because right behind the Commander's bench in Tampa, in the 126, I think it was, they got those for $4.50. Those dropped down to $2-something.
Heather just texted me, even grapes are expensive now. Shout out to the grape growers, price gouging. Nobody go anywhere. Neil Greenberg joins us next.